Parashas Vayetze, Kapitel Chof Tes, Posig Aleph. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, and Yaakov lifted his feet, Vayelech Artsav Nekedem, and went toward the land of the people of the east. In the beginning of the parasha, Kapitel Chof Ches, Posig Tes, the first Posig. Vayetze Yaakov Me'er Shava Vayelech Harana, and Yaakov traveled to Haran. He left Vayetze Yaakov Me'er Shava. He left Me'er Shava Vayelech Harana, and he traveled to Haran. In our pasuk, it says Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. He lifted his feet, and then it says Vayelech. He went. In the beginning, when it says Vayetze Yaakov Me'er Shava, he left Vayelech Haran, and he went to Haran, it doesn't say he lifted his feet. Why does the pasuk over here have to tell us that Yaakov lifted his feet? How else is he going to go? Presumably, if he's going to leave and he's going to travel, he's going to lift his feet. So what is the pasuk telling us by this word, by this phrase, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov? Rashi says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. Once Yaakov Avinu was foretold of the good tiding that he was assured of Hashem's protection, he got the good news that he knew that Hashem was going to protect him, his heart lifted his feet and he went with ease. So he felt good, he felt comfortable. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov is a lashon of things are good, his heart told his feet, go easily, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to be worried, maybe it's not a good place, maybe there's going to be danger ahead, there's nothing to worry about. He had Hashem guaranteeing protection. Rashi's quoting in the Medrash. It says in the Medrash, a different Medrash than the one Rashi quotes, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, Chaye Besarim Leimarape. The well-being of the flesh is governed by the heart. Once Yaakov heard good tidings, his heart carried, Vayisa, it carried his feet. This confirms the saying that the satiated stomach carries the feet. So, this Medrash is concurring with the Medrash that we said from Rashi. It agrees with it, that it seems that because Yaakov was, he heard good news, and he was not worried anymore, that he now was easy for him to go. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov is a lashon of it being easy. The Eitz Yosef explains the Medrash. He says that when one is sad, it has an effect on his actions. For example, a sad person may drag his feet. However, when one goes with desire and one is in a positive frame of mind, he walks with, so to say, a bounce in his step. And it is as if his heart is carrying his feet. And such as people say is, oh, he has a bounce in his feet, in his walk. Look at the way he walks. He has a bounce. Someone's excited. He's excited. He's in a positive frame of mind. He has a bounce. Similarly, one is generally in a good mood after a satiating meal. The contentment of a full stomach lightens one's steps as if his stomach is carrying him. So the Joseph is explaining the Medrash that says that the satiated stomach carries the feet. What does that mean, the satiated stomach carries the feet? That means that when a person is content, his stomach is full, and he's satiated, and he's content, it makes his steps lighter. It lightens his steps, and it's as if his stomach is carrying him, because it is the joy and the contentment that's actually what's getting him to go. The Radak says, in the Pasuk Vayelech Harana, initially, Yaakov left his father's house in a state of sadness. He was sad. He didn't want to leave his father. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him avtocha, he became happy and his journey went with ease as one who travels happily and with a light heart. So the Radak is pointing out the difference of Vayisa Yaakov Raglov and Vayelo Charona, that Yaakov went with joy. His journey was with joy, and therefore it was an easy journey. It says in the Bechor Asher, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Avtocha, it seemed to Yaakov that he was flying and carrying his feet. And he went with the Zrizos. So the Bechor Asher is taking it a little step further. And he's saying that his mamash, Yisa Yaakov Raglav, means that his feet were, like he was literally flying in the air. He wasn't just going and walking. He was flying. He had Avtocha from the Ribono Shel Olam. He went with Zrizos. He was going quickly. And it was easy because he had Avtocha from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, on the Pasuk of Yisa Yaakov Raglav, at this point in time, Yaakov was a poor person. The Pasuk tells us that all he had to do was lift his feet and go, for he had no possessions to take with him. The Pasuk is telling us, this can again be connected to what we're saying, that he had a Haftacha, but the Pasuk is pointing out that he had a Haftacha, and he left with nothing. Nothing. He had nothing. He didn't have one possession. He picked up his feet. He didn't have to carry a bag. He didn't have to carry. He had nothing. He went, V'yisi Yaakov Raglav, V'yelech Arzim Nekedem. The Klei Yakar quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadi Hei. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu had Kfitzas HaDerech. The land folded up for him and made his journey much shorter than it was, should have been, B'derech HaTeva. The natural order would have taken him much longer, but he had Kfitzas HaDerech. In this Pasuk, it says that he actually lifted his feet to let us know that here he did not have Kfitzas HaDerech. So when it says, Vayelech Charono, Vayetze Yaakov Mibeer Shav Vayelech Charono, over there, the Gemara says he had Kfitzas HaDerech. But over here, the Pasuk wants to say, no, he didn't have Kfitzas HaDerech over here. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, he had to actually lift his feet. He himself had to do all the walking. He had to do all the Ishtadlus, because there was no Kfitzas HaDerech over here. It says in the Yalkut Shemini, Pasuk in Melachim, the Maisib Reb Chanina ben Daisa, says there was a story with Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Reb Chanina ben Daisa saw that all the people of a city were bringing the Dorim and the Davis up to Yerushalayim. And he said, everyone is bringing and I am not bringing. So he went out to the city and saw a stone. He carved it out and wanted to bring it up to Yerushalayim. This carved stone, he wanted to bring something. He didn't have any animals to bring in the Neder and the Dava. So he carved the stone and said, I'm going to bring this up. He met five people and he requested of them to take the stone up to Yerushalayim for him. They agreed to do it on the condition that Reb Chanina ben Daisa put his finger on the rock while they carried it. He did so, and they brought it up to Yerushalayim in a miraculous fashion. The Shemin HaPer Simoin explains this Yalkut. He says that we learn from this story that although a great miracle occurred for Reb Chanina ben Daisa, many miracles occurred for Reb Chanina ben Daisa, this was one of the many. And Reb Chanina ben Daisa himself had to be connected to this nes. He had to be connected. He had to put his finger on it. Something had to happen. There needed to be some effort put into the miracle, as small as it may have been, like putting his finger on the rock. The Torah is telling us here that although Yaakov Avinu had Kfitzas HaDerech, he had to put some effort into the miracle, into the nes. Yaakov Avinu lifted his feet, and a miracle occurred, and he had Kfitzas HaDerech. So this is arguing with the last shot from the Klei Yakar, who says that he did not have Kfitzas HaDerech. And Shem HaPer Simoin, quoting the Yalkut Shemayin, he says, Fakeret, he did have Kfitzas HaDerech. Over here as well. But the Torah wants to stress that even when you're Zoicha to a Nes, a person shouldn't think he could sit back. He has to do his Heshtadlos. So Yaakov Avinu had to lift his feet, he had to do his share, and the Ribono Shel Olam took care of the rest. It says in the Mariah, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. He quotes a Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, a Pasuk in Tehillim, Chashavti Derochai Vashiva Ragli Aleidei Secha. I considered my ways and returned my feet to your testimonies. David HaMelech used to say, every day I plan to go to various places, but my feet always bring me to Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashim. David HaMelech was saying that although at times he may have wanted to go elsewhere, his feet always brought him to a place of Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu's feet certainly only wanted to take him to places of Kedusha. His feet had been taking him to the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver. Certainly that is where his feet wanted to take him, and not to the house of Lavan, a place of Tumah. The Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu lifted his feet, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, meaning he had to force his feet to do that which they did not want to do. We know this concept that Avraham Avinu, Nechsam Sefer says, that it was in Avram's nature, he created, Avraham Avinu made it that his limbs, his every aver, automatically did the Ratzon Hashem. It's a Gemara, not the Chassam Sefer. I'm going to explain the Chassam Sefer in a second, but it's a Gemara. Until when he conquered the last five Avarim, that's when he got the Hey added, Avraham. That helped, that was the last conquering of his Avarim. But they automatically did it. There was no more Bechira, the Avarim did it automatically. And that's why Avraham Avinu, when it came to the Akedas Yitzchak, he wanted a cut, it was automatic. His hands wanted to do that avodah, Dr. Chassam Sefer. Because it was an automatic, didn't matter. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted, that's what he believed the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted, and he got a command. It was an automatic. Yaakov Avinu's feet, they wanted to go to the right place. They wanted to go to Beis Medrash. They wanted to go to Beis Knesses, places of Kedusha. They didn't want to go to the house of Lavan. Ayisa Yaakov Raglov. He had to go. He had to have talk from the Rebbeinu Shlom, and this is what he had to do. But he had to force his feet. He had to pick his feet up and say, no. Even though in theory what you want is correct, over here, this is the Ratzon Hashem to go to the house of Lavan, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. And he lifted up his feet, and he forced his feet to do what he had to be done. It says in the Mari, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. Rashi says that because Hashem gave Yaakov a Haftacha, it was easy for Yaakov to travel. That's Rashi, like we explained. The Lashon of Vayisa does not seem to fit well with the pshat. The lashon of lifting is a lashon of something heavy, as in Yaakov had to exert himself to lift his feet. Vayisa Yaakov, he says, I'm lifting a heavy burden. According to the last pshat that we said, the Mariah, beautiful, makes perfect sense. He had to force his feet to go against his their will. But according to Rashi pshat, that was because Yaakov Avinu had a haftacha, he sort of made it easy and he sort of flew, it was easy for his feet, but the Lashon of Ayisa doesn't imply that. The Gemara in Brachos, Nav Dalet, according to Pasuk in Vayishlach, Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Ches, Vayira Yaakov Moed, Yaakov became very frightened. Why was Yaakov frightened if he had a haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara asks. The Gemara answers that Yaakov feared that perhaps he had done a chet which would nullify Hashem's haftach. It was easy for Yaakov Avinu to go after receiving a haftach of Hashem. Okay, he had a haftach of Hashem, it was easy to go. However, Yaakov still feared that he may sin, he may do an Aveira, which would nullify the Haftacha. And therefore, he had to lift his legs and travel. So he's explaining, Rashi's pshat that he had the Avtocha made it easy to go. But nonetheless, Yaakov was still scared. He still had a fear. He was scared he was going to do a chet. Vayir Yaakov Moed. So Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, that was still him worrying. He had to lift his legs to travel because he still, even with the Avtocha, he believed the Avtocha. But the Avtocha he felt was only if he keeps his part of the bargain. And he can't do an Aveira. If he sins, the Avtocha will disappear. So that's the lashon of Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. It was a burden, and he had to lift his feet. It says in the Shach al Torah, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. The tikkun of the guf is that the guf of a person, of man, wants to be misakin his feet and raise it to his head. The feet, the raglov of the lowest part of a person's body. He has to lift it. He has to raise his whole guf, the whole raglov, to the roish. It has to be all one, the roish. Says in the Goyin, and the Navi Yoina, in Capital Aleph, Posik Hey, the Yoina Yoyed al Yarkis Yasvina. And Yoina had descended to the boat's hold. Yoina's octagon represents the neshama. The Goyin has a whole pshat about Yoina, about it represents the neshama, all esoterical concepts. But the Goyin says, his descent to the boat's hold, when the neshama, Yoina, went to the boat's hold, is a metaphor for the neshama's descent to the feet. This phenomenon occurs in the wake of sin, of Aveira, as is explained in the Tikkun Zohar. So with this going, we can understand a little bit the Shach is saying, that when a person does Aveiras, and he sins, his head goes down to his feet. But Yoina, he went down. A person does mitzvahs, goes up. He takes his feet and he elevates it to his head. And that's perhaps what the Shach is talking about here. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, Yaakov was fakeret. He didn't send his head to his feet, but rather he lifted, he raised his feet to his head. Nechsam Seifer, on this week's Avteira in Eshea, the Pasuk says, Vayivrach Yaakov Shtei Arom, Vayavod Yisrael B'Isha U'V'Isha Shomer. Yaakov fled to the field of Aram. Yisrael labored for a wife, and for a wife U'V'Isha Shomer. He tended sheep. Yaakov Avinu realized that he was still not ready to have a complete lineage, to have offspring without any psoilus, parts which are not good, psoilus, the refuse, parts which are not good. Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak Avinu when he was 100 years old. Yet he also begot psoilus. Avraham Avinu had a child, Yishmael, and then gave birth to Yitzchak. So he had psoilus first, and then came Yitzchak. Yitzchak waited 20 years to have children. He then davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for children. Even though he waited 20 years, he begot Esav, who was complete psoilus, refuse. Yaakov Avinu hid himself away in the Beis Medrash of Aver before he went to Haran, because he did not think he was worthy yet to marry and to have children from a mita shalema, a complete bed. What does it mean, a complete bed? Meaning children of pure Kedusha, like the Shiftei Kohar. When Yaakov went to Lavan, he realized that in order to marry from Lavan's daughters, Rachel and Leah, he still needed polishing for 7 years to be ready. He had to polish himself up. Doesn't mean to get a fancy tie and look spiffy. And Ruchnius. Therefore, Yaakov offered to work for Lavan 7 years to marry Lavan's daughter. And then another 7 years for his second daughter. But Yaakov Yisrael B'Isha. Yaakov Avinu worked for his first wife, Uv'isha Shomer. For the second wife as well, he tended sheep. Maybe we can explain, some say it doesn't say this part. But the reason why the Pasuk uses the higher level of his name, Vayavad Yisrael B'isha, in the Lashon of Yisrael and not Yaakov, when discussing his way to marry, was because Yaakov Avinu truly demonstrated his greatness and Kedusha. He knew he was not prepared, and continued to prepare so that pure children of Kedusha would come from him. And that's why the Pasuk switches to Lashon of Yisrael. Yaakov had the name Yaakov and Yisrael. Yisrael was the higher form of the name, and that's why the Pasuk uses Yisrael. Now we can understand why the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu lifted his feet. Yaakov Avinu had just received the Avtocha from Hashem, and should have had no need to worry. He should have been completely light on his feet. Sit back, relax. He got off talking from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What did he have to worry about? No. Yaakov Avinu knew the purpose of life. In this world, one must constantly strive to raise himself. Yaakov raised, quote unquote, Vayisa, he raised his feet. He raises Yetzirah to his head. A place where the neshama belongs and the Yetzirah is not in control. Like the Shah Halatayu says, he lifted his feet to his head. Yaakov taught us that one can never rest on his laurels. Even a Avtocha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not mean one can rely on past accomplishments. Certainly, if you don't have Avtocha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you can't rest on your laurels and say, listen, I had a good year, I had a good decade, I'm good, I'm a good Jew, now I can chill out a little bit, take it easy, God understands, I'm doing well. No, that's not the way it works in Yiddishkeit. A person has to continuously strive for greatness. Although it was easy, quote-unquote, for Yaakov because of the Avtocha, nonetheless, the Pasuk says it was easy. Rashi's saying it's easy, it was easy, Avtocha. But Yaakov realized that's not what life is about. Vayisa Yaakov Aglav. He had Avtocha and he still raised his feet, continued on his path of Avodas Hashem. Mishtake B'Zeicha, to constantly work on ourselves, to raise our level of Ruchnius, never feel content with where we are, saying is, listen, I'm doing well, I go to a shir here and there, I learn, and even if someone is learning full time, I accomplish what I need to. That's not the way it works in Ruchnius. The Pasuk is teaching us, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, you always, Haftach of Nebarni Shulav doesn't get greater than that. Nonetheless, we have to always raise our feet, raise our raglav, raise our legs to our heads. We should be zeicha to taka always go l'mayla l'malim echol l'mechoyel. Have a good Shabbos.